Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Simac.
Hey, Simac, how are you doing today? How's it going so far?
So far, so good, sir. Thanks for asking.
That's good. That's good. That's great to hear. Tell me, is there something in specific I could help you out with today?
Sir, I'm coming up on about 2 years with you guys. And after 2 years, I kind of thought I would be a little bit higher on the Google listing. And I'm just wondering what's going on. I keep being told that you guys are doing everything on your end, this and that. But I'm not seeing the improvements that I would like to see.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and check it out. So that's Cabco SATX, right?
Correct.
Because right now I am showing that you are already showing up on the first page. You're actually in third place right now.
How is that done? Because every time I put it in mine, I'm like, I don't even come up.
What are you searching? If ideally, I would 100% recommend you, when you do the search, do it on someone else's phone. Friend or family members, or even if you have a computer. Just make sure it's not linked to any of your Google Business profile pages.
No.
That way, it gives you an accurate like an accurate read, right? Because when it's synced to your phone or it has your information, you're just not gonna pop up. And when you search it, it's like your business is gonna pop up, but for you to change something on your settings or something like that, right? So whenever you search it, just make sure you search it from a different device that's not linked to your Google Business profile page.
Okay.
Yep, third place. Right now we have someone that's on a sponsored section, but that's because they either have Google Verified or they have Google Ads. But after that, it's National Cab, Alamo City Taxi, and then it's you, Cab Coast SATX.
Let me ask you this. How do you, like, what do you mean they've been verified? I haven't been verified?
No, yes, you're verified, but that's a different service. So they pay additional, like they pay more money to be on a sponsored section. So for example, there's Google Ads. For ads, let's say you pay an additional $300 a month and you pay per click, right? And you show up on the sponsored section. So regardless your organic positioning, let's assume you're on the fourth page, last place. But if you have Google Ads, you're always going to show up on first place on the sponsored section, which is all the way up top. And specifically in the case for Google Ads, you pay per click. So if somebody clicks on the ad itself, you're already getting charged for that click. Regardless if they contacted you or didn't contact you or they were just checking you out, you would be paying for that click. And then there's Google Verified, which is you would also be showing up on the sponsored section, regardless of where you're positioned at. The difference is that for Google Verified, that's what it's called, right? You are already verified, so don't worry about that. But that's what the service is called. It was previously called Google Guaranteed. But on that one, you pay when it's a valid client reaching out to you. So if somebody reaches out to you, they click on the ad and they say, hey, do you have any work for me? Or it's some sort of solicitor or something not work related, right? There's some sort of service you don't provide, you don't get charged for that. So those are the...
How do they know? How do they know the difference?
Because everything is recorded. If it's on a call, we have the call information. If it's a text message, we have the text information.
Okay.
So those are ways to show up on the sponsored section, right? To always show up top. But right now you're actually already on the first page. You're on third place already. So people don't even have to scroll down or click the button where it says more businesses. So you're already showing up there with the top three.
Okay.
And actually, you have better reviews than the two people ahead of you. One's 4.1, yeah. The other one's 3.4. Yes, they have more reviews, but in terms of quality, you have a lot more. You're consistent with the 5 stars. They've all been nothing but good reviews. Right now, let me double check really quick. Okay, so I could still do the post more frequently. So right now we have it at 2 times a week. I'm going to go ahead and make it 3 times a week. That way we have more visibility. We can't do it anymore, just so you know. We can't do more than 3 times a week, because more than 3 times a week, that would just be counterproductive. So I am going to max it out 3 times a week, so to make sure we have that visibility there. We are visible for 24 hours, which is great. So those ads and those posts are going to be visible throughout the whole day. And let me double check something else really quick. Still here with checking everything out on mine really quick. Okay, yeah, we are keeping up to date with the Facebook post too. I just had a really quick question. By any chance, would you happen to have any actual pictures yourself of your service?
Not really. I mean, I can perhaps send me some pictures of my cat. I don't know what kind of actual pictures you want.
Because right now we are using our pictures, right? But honestly, I do feel we would get a little bit of better traction if you actually sent us your real pictures, right? We could try that for a bit, see if we see any difference. Like whenever you have the chance, take a couple photos, like five photos, 5 different types of pictures. We could use that for around a week or two. Make sure we promote strictly those pictures. See if we see any difference in clients.
Okay. And how do I do that? Do I just contact you and get like your email address, or what do I do?
Honestly, it'd be better to just upload them directly through the app. That way they do not lose quality at all. Because with text messages...
The Splash app?
Yep, the Splash app.
Okay.
Yeah, because with text messages, sometimes the pictures get distorted. And on email, well, they just lose quality. It doesn't let you... It just doesn't send it with the complete quality for some reason.
Okay, let me see if I can work on that. Let's see how that goes.
Just as soon as I get that notification that the pictures were uploaded, I'm gonna make sure that we change that strategy up and we start implementing those. That way we see any kind of difference in the clientele. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, definitely. Either way, any questions? I know a lot of times you're busy. Even a text message is fine. Sometimes just send a little text message and I'll reach out to you as soon as possible. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No worries. Stay safe out there. Have a good rest of the day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right.